If you like those endless reminders from Facebook about how long you've been online friends with someone or what you did on this day in history, well, you will love the new memories page that Facebook is pushing out to the social network. If, however, you find it annoying or uncomfortable, as I do, to get updates about people who have died or photos from a now defunct marriage or pictures of an ex, perhaps, you might not be so keen. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you are listening to Talking Tech. So Facebook has long had an On This Day feature, which it claims is visited by 90 million people daily. This is a place where you can find reminders about friends made, posts posted, and the like. Now the page is being updated and rolled out globally over the coming weeks as a place for everyone to find all their memories. It is getting additional features as the single place on Facebook to reflect on the moments you've shared with family and friends, including posts and photos, friends you've made, and major life events. It's the sort of stuff that also shows up in our newsfeed, except now you'll get a lot more of it. The new page will add reminders about friends made on this very day, recaps of memories, and updates of the Facebook-generated videos from the last 7 days for people who might not have logged on to the social network in a while. Now, I happen to find it very annoying when this stuff shows up. Facebook recently told me that I had been friends with my mother for 9 years. Now, I'm not going to reveal my age, but I got a clue for you. I'm not a kid. I've been friends with her for quite some time. I got invited to wish a friend who had committed suicide a happy birthday 3 years after he died. And I don't like the pictures selected by the social network to commemorate my various friendships. Facebook says this feature is popular, and I don't doubt it. But when I reached out to my Facebook friends, that sentiment was not shared. Bill, who's a Facebook user from the Atlanta area, says he needed to do some extensive work to block these notifications from popping up. As a man who was divorced after a 23-year marriage, there are certain memories that I'm no longer interested in seeing, he says. Anna, who is a Los Angeles publicist, said the memories feature was cute when it originally came out, but now it's time for a new gimmick. Gail, who is another Los Angeles publicist, summed it up in 2 words, so annoying. Another friend, Pat, told me that if he'd wanted to reminisce, he'd do it himself. I don't need an algorithm to tell me to do it, he says. However, Rick, who's a Michigan-based writer, is a fan. Truthfully, this is the stuff I like about Facebook. What good is it if not to help you revisit fond memories? In the blog post announcing the new page, Facebook admitted that some memories would not be so positive. Facebook says it listens to feedback and it designs these features so that they're thoughtful and offer people the right controls that are easy to access. Specifically, if you don't want to see a dead friend show up in your memory pile or relive times with that ex, Facebook says you can fix that, but it's going to take some work. Now, the dead friend needs to be memorialized. That means that he or she needs to take care of that before they kick the bucket or have left the password to the loved ones so that they can memorialize the person after they pass on. If they're not memorialized, you can filter out their name in the settings without unfriending them. You'll be able to find the Memories page on the left side of the newsfeed or in the More tab of the mobile app. They will also show up via notifications or by going direct to facebook.com/memories. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. How do you feel about memories on Facebook? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You can also find me on Facebook. I've got a public page, jefferson.graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, or wherever you listen to online audio. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.